This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are so glad to have you along with us for this second full week of July. I don't even know what to think about right now. We're past the 4th. We're past the holidays. The basketball tournaments are done in Kearney. Now we're getting ready for the Shrine Bowl in a couple of weeks and Big 12 Media Days in a couple of weeks. Plus, our Big 12 football preview will continue today with the team that's always at the top and headed to the BCS Bowl games. We will preview the Oklahoma Sooners today with Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He will be coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview Oklahoma. Can Oklahoma continue to be at the top of the South? Will it be Texas? Will it be Oklahoma? Will it, as some people think, Oklahoma State make some noise this year? Oklahoma's got a lot of talent. They have that every year. And we will see what they look like getting ready for the 2009 season. It's going to be a busy week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Big 12 preview continues every day. Wednesday, we take the show on the road. We're going over to Hastings. The Husker Sports Network will be in town all day, and we'll be talking with folks from the network, Joe Gans, Lane Grindle, voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp will be there, among others. We'll be talking with them on Wednesday on the show, and then they will be doing their Sports Nightly show from Hastings on Wednesday night. Plus, we've got Joe DeMeo joining us. His daddy is really excited because we're in the All-Star break. So that means we'll be coming out of the All-Star break. Nothing's really going to be happening. We can talk a lot of football. Almost purchased my football Bible for fantasy football this weekend, but didn't. Held off. I was out of town. I wanted to wait till I got back into town so I could spend the money here, like a lot of money was spent over the last few weekends. Miss Basketball Tournament, Mr. Basketball, a lot of things going on, but we hope that folks can join us on the show today. You can always check out the blog. You can check out the show live or on the podcast by going to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on either the live during the show or the Cunningham Journal and Courtyard Spot logo. On the webpage and listen to any of the previous shows on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, phone number 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Miss Basketball, Senior Games, Legion Baseball winding down. British Open starts this week. All kinds of things going on. But, Big Daddy, you've only got one thing on your mind.
Well, I just think it's Big 12 football. As we look ahead towards Media Days, and we're talking Oklahoma Sooners, Doug, 24 straight at home. They open up with BYU. They will open up the new Texas Stadium in Arlington, Texas, with BYU. It'll be the first college football game ever played there. They take on Miami. The University of Miami, the Oklahoma Sooners, get it on October 3rd before they start conference play. This is a team. You return the Heisman Trophy winner. Jermaine Grisham can outrun basically any linebacker in the country. Jermaine Grisham, I think, in my mind, someday will be as good as Antonio Gates, as good as Tony Gonzalez. He's got that type of frame. He's got that type of speed. He is sensational. He's a tight end, plays like a wide receiver. You return, you know, Gerald McCoy and Travis Lewis, that many people think are both co-favorites to win the defensive player of the year in the league. They come from all our 21 people that have started at some point this season return, but all the focus in the offseason has really been on Texas and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma just does what they do. Have they had much pub this offseason?
Well, that's what they're USC. You just expect them to be there every year.
Well, at least right now.
At least right now you do. It's not like we're hearing a lot about Southern California. We're hearing not a lot about Oklahoma because they've got the Heisman Trophy winner. And, Daddy, I looked this morning for some odds out there. Found the odds for the home run derby tonight. Also found odds for the 2009 Heisman Trophy. Who is the favorite, according to BetUs.com, BetUS, BetUs.com? Who's the favorite?
Heisman Trophy?
Yeah.
Well, that would either have to be Tebow or Bradford.
Tim Tebow, plus 200, or 2-1. Colt McCoy and Sam Bradford are 275, so 2¾-1, if you will.
How many other?
No big, Huskers on this list, by the way.
Any Big 12?
Todd Reesing, he would be 20-1. Sam Bradford, Robert Griffin, 30-1. Good God.
I don't know how you knock his athleticism. I really don't.
I didn't. He's a track kid playing football. All right.
I understand that, but he's gonna have a big win this year over somebody because they can't catch him. Period. And they'll be talking about what a great football player he is when they can't catch him.
Okay.
He's gonna do that over the next 3 years. He's gonna leave people shaking their heads. At some point in the season, you're gonna go.
Again, I said it on the show last week. In case you missed it, I'll own up to it because we're gonna talk Baylor. I think Wednesday on the program. Robert Griffin, most overhyped, overrated player in the Big 12. And I wasn't that impressed with him last year. Very good. He came on the scene and made some explosive plays as a freshman, and everybody just fell in love with him. He still plays at Baylor, folks. You still got, you know, if this was a Tim Tebow, a Tommy Frazier, which I've been hearing comparisons to, you know, they don't always throw the ball that well. You know, yeah, that if he was playing at a top 10 program, that'd be one thing. He's not. He's playing at the cellar dweller perennially of the South. Maybe they'll finish as high as fourth in the South this year. Maybe. That would be a heck of a year for Baylor if they finish fourth in the South.
No, you give them a chance to go to a bowl game?
Well, yeah, they got a chance to go bowl game because more than half the teams in Division I college football go to bowl games.
Well, I mean, that's something they haven't done.
We're not talking Baylor today. I don't want to talk Baylor today. I don't want to talk Robert Griffin today. We've got, you were asking about folks here that were on this list for the Heisman, and I suppose there's probably a few larger Heisman lists, but I'm just looking at this, and those seem to be the quarterbacks that are on there. And, of course, you know, you got Robert Griffin on there, and a lot of people think, you know, there's nobody from Oklahoma State on there. Hunter, was Kendall on there?
He's on there.
Was he? Okay.
20-1.
So he's at 20-1. All right. So there's four wide receivers, or four quarterbacks and a running back.
Gosh, really, those three players stand out.
Was DeMarco Murray on there? I don't think I saw him running back from Oklahoma. So
he's not on there.
1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to talk Oklahoma football. Even though it's Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Texas, Mike Jones is the beat writer. And there's nothing, you know, Oklahoma, it's right there. It's right there. You know someplace that's not right there? Lawrence, Kansas. Holy crap, that's a long drive.
You went to a wedding in Lawrence, Kansas this weekend.
Yes. And, I mean, there's just no direct route to Lawrence. You can get on the interstate and go east and then straight south pretty much, or you can jiggy-jog all the way down through the back roads and catch most of Nebraska and northern Kansas. But, so we're down there, festivities, couple of days, late wedding Saturday, so we got some time to kill early. I figured I've never been on the campus at Kansas. And we're right there. We're staying right there. And, of course, in Lawrence, everything's pretty much right there next to the university. Allen Fieldhouse, closed. Has been since April 5th for remodeling. Can't get in. Can't look. Can't. April 5th. This is July, whatever. Okay, that's fine. So let's go over to the football field. The entire surface tore up as they put down the new field for 2009.
So you got in to see that, or you couldn't get in to see that either?
Well, we went up above, didn't actually go into the stadium because there was no reason to go into the stadium. We viewed from another building across the way, but totally tore up. No, I mean, they did the whole thing, not just the Kansas sideline where Mangino bows the field, but we just went and saw some shops, and, you know, a lot of the collegiate things, you know, they got a nice on Massachusetts Street there in Lawrence. You know, it's a their district, and shop after shop after shop after shop. Sprinkle in a little eatery, sprinkle in a bar, sprinkle in the college places. All kinds of neat places there in Lawrence, at least where we were all at, a nice little community there. But I saw a T-shirt that it said something about, you know, attention Cornhuskers, we already have two rivals. And I thought, has Nebraska ever mentioned Kansas as a rival? It's the longest running football game in the Big 12, in the Big 8. I mean, it's one of the longest in the nation. And we've never thought of them as a rival in basketball or any. I'm trying to think of where a fan would ever think that Nebraska was their rival or wanted to be.
I'm not sure you get somebody from the University of Nebraska to say that they have a rival, period. I mean, far from it being Kansas.
Well, it would have been Oklahoma had we played them in football, and Colorado. You know, I it's one of those two. It's Oklahoma.
It's not Colorado.
Well,
if you got a rival, Colorado's got to win
every year.
I don't know, Colorado's got to beat you sometime. I mean, over the big scheme of things, you can't say three wins out of the last 40 years. That's not rivalry.
And dear Kansas, check out your record against the Huskers in football. Also, we'll check out our record against you in basketball. But baseball, we're better perennially. Volleyball, better perennially. Women's basketball, toss-up. You used to be very, very good. Probably overall better. What other sports can I go with here? Wrestling, you don't even have a program. Track, very good. Very good track program. On par. That's pretty level. Nebraska's pretty good at track, too. Kansas has some very good tracks.
But they're talking football. It's where they're talking, aren't they? Apparently.
Crazy. We're going to talk some football. We've got a lot more sports to talk about looking back over the weekend on the state and local scene. But our Big 12 preview is going to continue with Oklahoma Sooner football with Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll catch up with him next.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. And I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Whether it's all the chubs, grubs, minnows, stinky, crawly, luscious, live bait the fish just can't resist under the water, and all sorts of fishing tackle, or topside summertime toys for you, visit the Boathouse north of Grand Island. New this year, 11 to 24-foot Big Red Edition Logo Boat Pontoons. Logo boats put the spirit of Husker Sports on the water. The Boathouse has a great inventory of other new and used boats as well as repair. So visit the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, and log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hi, this is Lane Grindle. Join us in person as we take it on the road to Hastings for Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, live from Bullseyes on West 2nd and Hastings. We'll bring along some guests like Joe Gans and Greg Sharp. Plus, you get a chance to meet the folks from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. That's from 6 until 9 this Wednesday, live all across the Husker Sports Network, originating for one big night at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds throughout the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible with a high near 89. Southeast winds will also turn gusty at times this afternoon. Then we'll fall off to 69 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It was a busy week at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center the last couple of weeks with Mr. and Miss Basketball tournaments in town. 64 high school squads battling it out, and we'll talk about the results in a little bit. But now we're looking ahead towards the fall sports season, football, volleyball, and they've got the gear you need, or they can order it for you if there's something special that you need. And, of course, maybe the coaches, you're getting ready to order your shirts for the upcoming season. Misco Sports can help you out there. And with district baseball getting underway this week, maybe you need the new batting glove. Maybe you need something new to wear. Not maybe a new glove you want to break in, but take that extra pair of shoes, take that extra glove, take that hitting net, whatever you need. They've got it for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. All you have to do is stop by and see them. Travel teams getting going as some of the Little League is finishing up the regular season and getting into their travel time. They can get you set up as well. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
12 days, 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We're pleased to continue the Big 12 preview right now with Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mike, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, Tony, always a pleasure to visit with you guys in the land of the corn.
Well, we've got reason to smile a little bit in the land of the corn, and you're on vacation. What are you doing, Michael?
Well, before we started this, I wanted to check in with Bob Stoops. He's still the coach in Oklahoma, right?
It's a rumor.
I just want to be sure.
Something about Sam Bradford going in the Prop 5 draft, though, so I don't know what that's all about. We'll check that out.
I've been out of touch lately.
Mike,
people would say that's an area with which I'm greatly familiar, but, you know.
Mike, talk about this offense. Everybody talking about losing the offensive line, but the playmakers they have at the skill positions with Gresham, Bradford, the running back stable, they scored 99 touchdowns a year ago. They're looking to do that again, aren't they?
Well, obviously that would be the goal here. As you guys know, as any longtime Nebraska fan will tell you, that the game, regardless of the offense, starts up front. So, you know, this is going to take some time to put together. They did work in the spring, if you can believe this, on playing at an even faster pace than they did. And obviously now they didn't play at a frenetic pace all game, all season long. But I think they want to speed things up. And, you know, obviously that should help from time to compensate for the loss of all those regulars up front. Keep the pace moving, keep the defense guessing, quick snap, chunk it, mix it up. I think they'll still be greatly fun to watch.
Mike, is that a result of not being able to get over the hump in the BCS game, especially against Florida, or is this a bigger story, or does it go back to the last game?
I really don't think it has one has much to do with the other. You know, I think Kevin Wilson take back a couple of calls, and quite frankly, they might have won that game. You know, if they'd have scored down there on the goal line when they had that opportunity, the game could have turned there. I think this is just more of an evolution of the offense. You know, everybody knows it well now. Even the guys who haven't played, with few exceptions, have had a lot of reps in it, and I think their tackles are going to be as good as they were, quite frankly. I think that Trent Williams is going to be a better left tackle than Phil Lodeholt was. He's a pro-type left tackle. He's got quicker feet. He's got more movement. And he's the guy that's got Bradford's blind side. So that will help, and good Lord, they've got enough running backs to outfit three teams.
Yeah.
Wide receivers with some promise, and of course they're going to rely a lot on that defense, which should be one of the Big 12's best.
Mike, I want to ask you about those running backs. If you had to pick one guy to start for you, who's your one guy?
Oh, you know, obviously DeMarco Murray is the breakaway threat. But, you know, down after down after down, it's hard to beat Chris Brown. You know, I'm a big admirer of the kid. I think you'll see them do more things with Murray this year. And, of course, an exciting addition, I think, is Moses Madu, who was third on the running back depth chart. They've used him a lot in the offseason in the slot. You know, a lot of possibilities there, getting him the ball in the open field. He is more similar to Murray than he is to Brown. You know, and then they've got those two youngsters behind them that could be playing at Texas. You know, or almost anywhere else in the country. So, you know, they're not going to lack for guys to give the ball.
That's Johnson.
You know, it's just all about having time to do what they want to do.
That's Johnson and Calhoun he speaks of course.
Mike Jones joins us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as our Big 12 preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, how's the injury situation? There were some key players, some starters that didn't get a lot of work in spring.
Yeah, as far as I know, everybody's going to be back. You know, there were a big handful of guys who did not participate in the spring, but they were all veterans, and there was really no need for them to. As far as I know, everybody is supposed to be good to go at 100% when they start passing out the helmets and shoulder pads here in a few weeks.
Mike Jones from Fort Worth Star-Telegram joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, can you talk about offensive coordinator Kevin Wilson's what's his demeanor, and I guess his sideline demeanor with all these great athletes? Is he more the crazy scientist coming up with new stuff every week?
Well, you know, he's in the box. He operates at a pretty frenetic pace all the time. He's a rapid-fire talker. If you're going to be doing a story with him, you darn sure better have your tape recorder going, because there's no way you're going to get it down on your pad. Of course, we all use those things now anyway, strictly so you'll have the record. But, you know, he's constantly, you know, like most guys in the trade, he's constantly looking for ways to refine what he's got, to make it better, to add new wrinkles, to try and stay that half step ahead of the defensive coordinators. You know, I think he's got one of the best jobs in the country, quite frankly. You know, he makes a bucket load of money like coordinators, the best ones do these days. Look at the toys he's got to play with, you know, and the headaches that he doesn't have to put up with as a head coach. Like I said, I think he's got one of the best jobs in the country.
Mike, it looks like Oklahoma could have at least some challenges in the non-conference portion of their schedule. BYU went 10-3, Tulsa went 11-3, Miami of Florida is on the road. And although none of those jump out as, you know, teams that are going to play or programs that are going to play for a national title year in and year out, they seem to be hitting their stride right now. Could there be any bumps on the road early at home?
Well, sure there could. A good, solid schedule. And you know, you've got so much talk about scheduling these days. If you go back and look at OU's schedule year after year after year, they make a concerted effort to play a representative schedule. Now, obviously, you know, you can't play LSU every week during the non-conference. So you've got to mix it well. But I think year in and year out, their schedule is, I know that, it's pretty good. Took some raps last year, but again, go back and consider that when these ADs make these schedules, you know, you really have no idea what kind of a team you're going to be playing down the road if you pick a name school to play. But yeah, they're especially with a new offensive line, that's going to be a problem, and they're going to be soft in the middle for a while, where Chris Brown likes to go. So we may see some compensation, you know, that they've got, they lose some of their sure hands, but they got, you know, weapons like Jermaine Gresham. You know, they just got a lot of possibilities, but anytime you're rebuilding the guys up front, which is the most coordinated part of any football team, it takes some time for them to slide into that comfortable rhythm. And, you know, somebody can get you early.
You pick a name school from the Pac-10, and they got the officials. They might just cheat to beat you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it could get wild that way. Okay, Mike, you mentioned the soft middle. Get away from the offensive line. Oklahoma, if this doesn't happen, Oklahoma will not be playing for a national title. If it does, they will be back in the national title mix late in the season.
I believe so. I see no reason why they shouldn't. You know, Bradford obviously will benefit from all the experience he's had. All the guys know what they're doing. You know, this is what you expect from a program, from an established program that, you know, year after year restocks. And I know OU doesn't always figure in the top 10 in recruiting, but, you know, they do a pretty good job of picking who they want. And if he's not on the list, somebody's blue chip list, it's not really a big deal to them. And, of course, they have, again, like any established program, they can bring these guys in, and for the most part, you know, unless you're Adrian Peterson, season them, and by the time they are ready to play, they're ready to play. You know, Nebraska did that for 100 years.
Well, we wish we could do it for the next 25, at least get something going here, but it looks like we're heading the right direction.
I think you've heard me talk about a new coach up there before. I'm a big fan of his. You know, that's the guy they should have hired a long time ago. I think, you know, the Big Red's back.
Well, Mike, let's take a look at that. Two big games. Well, one huge one, obviously, for Oklahoma and Oklahoma, Texas. And then Nebraska, you know, of course, Nebraska fans are already thinking this is our chance. They're coming to our house. They only do that every 4 years now. That's in November. Just a quick preview in July of the Oklahoma-Nebraska and then the Oklahoma-Texas games.
Well, you know, I think, once again, the road to championships goes through the Cotton Bowl. You know, and so much depends on injury and one thing and then the other. I think the both of those games have the opportunity to be among college football's most entertaining games of the season. You know, again, barring injury, I know, especially like we said, OU's offensive line or a Bradford or somebody, he goes down, then it changes the dynamics, and I know that Nebraska is getting better. But again, as you well know, an injury here and there to the wrong guys could, you know, turn the whole season. But everything remains constant. They got all their chips. It could be, both of those games could be really, really entertaining and obviously meaningful.
Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, we've asked everybody in the Big 12 preview this. Who's the two teams playing for that championship in the first week in December, and who's your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12?
Oh, good grief.
he's on vacation. Come on.
Hey, I think we could well see a rematch of OU-Nebraska. I think everybody believes, and rightfully so, that Texas is probably the national championship contender in the Big 12 this year. But again, you never know. They've got to solve their running back problems, you know, and I still cannot believe that Texas has gone so many years with that being a problem. I mean, how can you not get, you know, a five-star running back at the University of Texas? It's just beyond me. You know, they're thinking this new kid coming in may be able to solve the problem. If he is, then, you know, then they're probably the team from the Big 12 that's watching the points that last week of the season.
Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mike, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to seeing you in Dallas in a couple of weeks.
All right. Give me a shout.
Thanks.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, guys. Mike joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 football preview continues here on ESPN Radio. The one thing I get, what's scaring me is that we're going to start hearing this, I think, a lot more when we get towards Dallas. The South and the North are not even close this year, are they?
Doesn't sound that way.
Are they? The South is top heavy, and then you slide Nebraska in. I think people are going to put them fourth in the conference. I think when the coaches poll, come out fourth. But, of course, it doesn't matter because it's South, North. They don't put them all together.
Exactly right, Douglas. Well, fourth or fifth, deciding on if the coaches go Kansas or Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly. Mike's covered Oklahoma for a long, long time. It's just, again, see, Oklahoma, I don't know if they lucked out, but they've got teams, respectable teams on their non-conference schedule that aren't Ohio State, Southern California, but they're not Arkansas State, Louisiana, Lafayette either. BYU, Miami of Florida, on the road, that's their big game. Tulsa, and maybe they're a little lucky that Tulsa's got things turned around here, but all those games, and then Idaho State is their other game. Plus, they don't open Big 12 play. It's not Texas-Oklahoma in the opener. Oklahoma will play Baylor, and Texas will play Colorado week one of the Big 12 schedule.
Also, a little note about the Sooners, and I brought up Kevin Wilson, the offensive coordinator, actually co-offensive coordinators with Jay Norvell, formerly, of course, on Bill Callahan's staff.
One thing that we also talk about, the big thing that we're hammering on, and you tried maybe to get Mike to say what else do they need to do besides get the offensive line better. Everywhere you look, they're ranked towards the top of the Big 12 in every category. Special teams, though, is one spot, punting, kicking, and I think especially in the return game with DeMarco Murray, one of the big-time returners in the Big 12, but coming off that injury, probably won't be utilized, if at all, in the return game, at least until late in the year, and that obviously would affect things there. But with so many good running backs, I would think you'd be able to plug somebody in there that's going to be a good return man with some speed.
Yeah, when you're always scoring touchdowns, I guess maybe that kicker and punter, you take the punter out of the equation, but looks to be a freshman handling all those duties in a Tress Way, and a true freshman out there.
And it all comes down, Oklahoma keeps getting the questions, why can't you win in January? And after they did it in just Coach Stoops' second year, why can't you win in January? Well, Mike tipped on it a little bit there. They're trying to get even faster, trying to do some things different if they think that's what it takes to keep up with the teams from the SEC.
Yeah. How can you play a much faster pace than they were? They're running up to that. I mean, that's just want to pressure the defense more. Poor defenses. And, of course, everybody remembers the Nebraska game a year ago where it just snowballed out of the gate.
Well, tomorrow it looks like on the Big 12 preview, we're going to take a look at our neighbors to the west in Colorado. Wednesday, we're going to talk a little bit of Baylor. And, of course, so when we all get done, we're going to and Wednesday we'll be talking Nebraska football a little bit as well. But our big preview will be coming up on July 24th to wrap up the 12 teams in 12 days from the University of Nebraska. And we want to thank Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for joining us today to talk Oklahoma Sooner football. We've talked Oklahoma. We've talked Oklahoma State. We've talked Kansas State. We've got Colorado and Baylor coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we'll get to all 12 before we're done next Friday. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more to get to after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
When you come to a fork in the road, don't use it to eat your lunch. You never know where it's been.
Congratulations to Timothy Gibbons of San Francisco, California, the author of the tip you just heard, and the winner of the Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance Truck Tip Contest. Timothy's tip was chosen from thousands of entries and has earned him a $5,000 prize. Sharing wisdom from the road. Now that's Progressive.
Pennzoil number 29 driver Kevin Harvick.
Never see a race shop build a dirty engine, because we know to perform their best, engines need to start clean and stay clean, which is why we use Pennzoil racing oil in our race cars. And you should use full synthetic Pennzoil Platinum motor oil in your car, packed with active cleansing agents that clean out up to 46% of sludge in your first oil change and come back for more in the next change. Because when your engine's running clean, that's about the best feeling there is.
not just oil, Pennzoil. Results based on severe sludge cleanup test using SAE5W30.
Times are complicated, but Skeeter Barnes Restaurant thinks going out for a great meal shouldn't be. So they've simplified. For example, Monday's Burger and Beer Night. The burger is fresh, USDA Choice Ground Chuck, grilled the way you love it, with cheddar jack, french fries, and a pint of Bud Light or Coors Light for only $9.99. Beer and Burger Night, tonight and every Monday. Another of the More for Your Money meals in 2009. Click on Skeeter Barnes' ad at ESPNSuperstation.com for all the daily specials, as well as options for catering your next event. Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds throughout the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible with a high near 89. Southeast winds will also turn gusty at times this afternoon. Then we'll fall off to 69 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Also, our Dead Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Former UNK basketball star Dusty Jura named the Player of the Month for June in
Australia,
the Southeastern Australian Basketball League.
I wasn't real sure about
it. He's a member of the Dandenong Rangers.
Cool.
He averaged 28 points and 12 rebounds per game while shooting 53% from the field in five games. He went for 40 points on two occasions and 15 rebounds or more on two occasions. For the year, in 22 games, Jura's averaging 24 points and just under 13 boards per game. Last season, Jura played in Spain. Of course, he finished his Loper career in 2007 with the second most points in school history.
Yeah, you hear that, L.A. Lakers? Yeah, give him a call. He's available.
He wants to be away.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Uh-oh, breaking news, breaking news. It looks like they have completed the coaching staff for the Tri-City Storm. They have hired Eric Fink, who brings a wealth of experience from hockey country up in Minnesota. He'll fulfill a strong connection to the Midwest hockey recruiting scene. He joins the Storm staff after most recently coaching Owatonna Express of the NAHL, where he was an assistant. Prior to that, he was an assistant with Augsburg College, a Division III school. He also helped the Southern Minnesota Express earn a third-place finish in the NHL as a or NAHL as an assistant coach. His longest coaching stint came as head coach of the Twin Cities Northern Lights of the Minnesota Junior Hockey League Junior B team. Held that position from 02 to 06. Sounds like this is a guy that has seen kids that are about ready to come into this stage of the program. Derek, you know anything more about Mr. Fink?
I don't know much about Mr. Fink, but from some of the stuff that you threw out there, the NAHL's a pretty good league up there, and if he's from hockey country, obviously he knows what he's looking for. And you just mentioned it there, coached a B team, a junior B team there in Minnesota for the last 4 years, and I think you're right, Doug, about the level of players that are about to jump to the USHL. So a good pickup there.
Of course, Derek, our announcer for Tri-City Storm Hockey at the arena, the Viero Events Center. That's why we go to him for all our Storm news. And World Series of Poker news. They're down to 185 today. Some big names left. Again, I find, and again, if you don't care, that's one thing. But if you like following it before the TV coverage, I'm finding the coverage not easy to follow. You get that, Derek?
Yeah, the card.
Blog. Blog, and it doesn't. You know, I want to know how. You know, Lisa Parsons did, when Daniel Negreanu went out, where Phil Hellmuth is, where Phil Ivey is, and if they're still in or just went out, maybe you get that. But nah.
Yeah, they've shifted to the whole live update deal now where they've got reporters running around all over out on the tournament floor, picking up this, picking up that, seeing what hands that they could decipher that are going down between what players. And then it kind of just updates every couple of minutes. They throw hands up. And you're right, it's kind of confusing, hard to follow. It's kind of the whole Twitter tweeting world now with, you know, just fast pace. They want to get everything up as quick as they can, and it gets confusing.
Now, Phil Ivey still in among the big names. There actually are quite a few big names. Dennis Phillips, who finished third last year, and Peter Eastgate, who won it, still alive with less than 200 people to go, and that is pretty astonishing. I know that when the television coverage gets going, that will be the focus. Ivey, those three guys. Did Hellmuth go out?
Yeah, 436.
Hellmuth's out. Hellmuth busted with aces, actually.
Oh,
yeah, and he
no.
Went, of course, he had a nice tirade. Well, he got crippled a few hands earlier where can't remember exactly what the hand was. I think he had a overpair. A guy flopped two jacks with a jack 10 or something along those lines, and then he got busted by a jack 10 when he had the aces. The guy flopped two pair jack 10, and he wasn't happy. But Phil Ivey, I think you're right, Doug. Watch the coverage coming up. It's going to be Dennis Phillips. They're going to be pumping Phil Ivey. Another big-name pro left, Blair Hinkle. Might not be a big-name pro that some people that don't really follow the poker world know, but coming up, you'll probably know who he is with the TV coverage. I imagine he'll make it pretty deep out of these last couple of players.
I like the poker brat going nuts at 436.
Oh, and I guess he had it out with the dealer a bit, too, when she threw two jacks down. Or he or she, I should say, put two jacks down.
Because it was her fault.
Oh, yeah, I had to peel two jacks off there. And this, yeah, you know, Phil, he just loses his mind.
1-888-455-ESPN. Tonight, the Home Run Derby. Daddy, who you got?
Oh,
you want to know who's in it. Here, I'll tell you.
No, it would be easy to say Albert Pujols.
Here's the National League. And, again, they need to make it. I mean, if Josh Hamilton hits 28 in a round and doesn't win it, it's a joke. Total home runs over three rounds wins it. That's the way it should be. If you have enough, you advance on. I mean, it's just stupid that it makes you want to quit after you hit enough to get qualified, but whatever. Tonight, Albert Pujols, Philadelphia's Ryan Howard, San Diego's Adrian Gonzalez, and Milwaukee's Prince Fielder. Those are some big bats on the National League side. On the American League side, Tampa Bay's Carlos Peña. Josh Hamilton not in.
Yeah. But they do have a Texas Ranger in, though.
Nelson Cruz.
Yes.
Brandon Inge of Detroit and Joe Mauer of
Minnesota.
There's
your guy. Joe Mauer. How good is he? How good is Joe Mauer? Joe Mauer, I would take Joe Mauer. It's easy to say Pujols. I mean, it's too easy to say Pujols.
I believe Joe Mauer's got his old high school coach coming in to throw pitches for him.
Well, that's what Hamilton did last year. Remember the 71-year-old guy?
Yeah.
Kept throwing him, going, good God, I thought I was just going to have to throw about 20 balls. Here's number 42. I'm going to tell you who the winner is right now. Off the charts, people. The winner from your San Diego Padres, Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh, in the American League? You got somebody that's going to match up in the final?
I don't care. Adrian Gonzalez.
I'm going to take Ryan Howard. And
I'll go Inge. If you need me to pick somebody, I'll go Inge from Detroit.
Against Mauer.
But it doesn't matter. I'm going to take Adrian Gonzalez.
Okay.
Adrian Gonzalez to advance on. And then the All-Star Game tomorrow. You can hear both the Home Run Derby and All-Star Game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Royals go in on a three-game losing streak, and they pick up Yatin Cotton Wooten Betancourt from Seattle over the weekend.
You know, the press releases are so great because they scrounge every piece of positive information up when a guy sucks. Here's the piece of information I got out of it. The guy's hitting 250. 250, and we got him. Although he has about a 280 all
from
career
a Seattle
hitter.
Team that's still in the race in the American League West.
Okay. Here's what the press release says. Since 2005, he's sixth in baseball. He's a tough out because he puts the ball in play. He only strikes out once in every 11.86 at-bats. Oh, great.
How often does he get on base?
Yeah, that's exactly right. His on-base percentage is .95, but nobody brings that up. He doesn't strike out much. He puts the ball in play. Sounds like he puts the ball in play about 3 out of 4 times as a pop it to the shortstop.
So the Royals end their 7-game road trip with a 3-game losing streak. It's sad because, I mean, how it, from the first month to the All-Star break, they're out of it.
Well,
they're out. It's too bad. So that's where we're at going into the All-Star break. American Legion Baseball over the weekend. Kearney runs the seniors had their roughest weekend of the season. They went just 2-3, and those two wins were both against a Crete team that was, well, they're Class B. Millard North, Fremont, Millard South got the better of them. They just had trouble scoring runs, only 5 total runs in those 3 games. For Post 52, though, they keep on rolling, and it's not like the runs of seniors are done. They're 30-9. The juniors are now 35-4 after going 4-0 over the weekend. Beat Lincoln Southeast, North Star, Beatrice, and Millard West. For Kearney Little Caesars, they're probably wishing they had more baseball to play. Holdridge, Central City, McCook, Aurora. They won all those games over the weekend, won the seniors tournament. And then the 5 points juniors dropped a pair to Holdridge yesterday as well. Millard South beat Hastings 5 points, and Grand Island Home Federal beat North Platte. And we're already ready for area tournaments, Daddy. Is it too early? They're starting A before B and C this time around.
You know what? No, I don't think it's too early because I'd like to see some of these kids get wrapped up and have about 3 weeks to relax and then before football starts.
Yeah, that's
full.
That's what happens. They relax before football.
Well, maybe they can go to the lake 1 or 2 days. Maybe they can be kids for 1 or 2 days. That's all I ask in the summer. You get 3 days to be a 14-year-old kid.
Well, the A7 senior tournament is in Scotts Bluff. Kearney will play Hastings in Scotts Bluff, 5 o'clock their time on Thursday.
Why don't they just say no? We're going to play it here.
And Twin Cities plays North Platte at 8 o'clock, and that double elimination tournament rolls right on through. The juniors get underway in Hastings, and since Kearney's hosting the state tournament, 2 of these 4 teams will make it to state. It starts Thursday with Kearney and North Platte at 5:30. Hastings and the Twin Cities, which is Scotts Bluff, Gehring, getting underway at 8 o'clock. Most of the pairings are out. Let's take a look at what's going on. Grand Island is hosting the A6, which gets underway on Wednesday. Grand Island 5 points will play Columbus Reds at 5. Grand Island Wells Fargo will play Columbus Blues at 8. Fremont, Norfolk, and South Sioux City also in South Sioux City draws the first round by. The A6 seniors gets underway on Wednesday in Norfolk. Grand Island Wells Fargo will play Fremont at 5 o'clock. Norfolk plays Columbus, and again, South Sioux City gets the bye. 5 teams, Tony, in that district. 5. Class B.
With 2 state tournaments, 2 of them advance, right?
Yeah, 2 of them advance because there's 2 state tournaments. We have to whittle our field of 35 teams down to 16 or whatever it is. Class B, Area 5, this will be your junior tournament in O'Neill. Congratulations, Kennesaw. You're going to O'Neill. That makes sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 10-team area. They need you in O'Neill. Kennesaw will play Ord at 2:30 tomorrow. Central City and Albion will play at 5. Wayne will play Pierce. O'Neill will play Battle Creek. Valentine and Aurora will receive the first round byes in that tournament. The B6 juniors are in Gothenburg. They get underway Wednesday. Kearney County, which is the Minden team, will take on Holdridge at 11 in the morning. Broken Bow will play Cozad. McCook will play Lexington. And Hirschland, which is Hershey Sutherland, will take on Gothenburg. That is the junior tournament in Class B. Now, again, these senior tournaments, the pairings are not all out because they're going to play a week later. Class C Area 6 seniors are in St. Paul. This gets underway a week from now. Shelton Gibbon plays Twin Plains. DCB against Fullerton. Palmer Wallback Greeley takes on Taylor Burwell Sargent. Oh, yeah. And Ravenna takes on St. Paul. Also getting underway tomorrow, the Class C juniors in Ravenna. Shelton Gibbon will play Twin Plains at 5:30. St. Paul will play Palmer Wallback Greeley at 8 o'clock. Then the Taylor Burwell Sargent team will play the Shelton Gibbon Twin Plains winner. Also, on the following day, which is Wednesday, and Ravenna will play Dannebrog Carroll Bolas at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So there's some of your area pairings. Also Wednesday, one more, the C7 going on at Alma. Overton plays Frontier County, Elwood against Grant, Juanita against Furnace County in that tournament. So plenty of action going on, and we'll keep you up to date. And again, folks, get your scores in. We want to keep the kids publicized here as we head towards the state tournament.
Also, we need you to contact Indian Head Golf Course because August 13th, 14th, first annual ESPN sponsored.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. It's the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge brought to you by Roy's Grand Island Dodge and Bud Light. It's a four-person team. Whether you get it from your golf course, your sporting business, your city, whatever it is, put it together. Two-net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. It's pretty simple. You can pick your tee time on August 13th or 14th. You're only playing one day. Golfers compete on just one day. And, of course, first come, first serve on the date and time. You book your own tee time. You receive T-shirts, courtesy gifts, the green fees, the carts, practice balls. There's gifts for everybody that enter. You can go to our website for more information, ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll be back and wrap things up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
StubHub! Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paws gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paws is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds throughout the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible with a high near 89. Southeast winds will also turn gusty at times this afternoon. Then we'll fall off to 69 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy's show wrapping up on a Monday. Congratulations to the Kansas City Blue Streaks. 37-34 win over the Nebraska Twisters in the men's basketball final last night. But the story, three of the four teams that were in the semifinals of this 64-team tournament, Daddy, were from Nebraska. The Pinnacle Bank Seniors and Team Runza both were eliminated in the semifinal round.
I think some great basketball being played, and kids made a commitment this year. You know, the one thing we saw is there were teams here you could tell had played basketball. You could tell were in much better shape than other teams, and they just pulled away. basically about a third of the way into the game. They just pulled away. And Nebraska had those teams that were in quite the better shape.
Stacia Robertson of Grand Island, a great job there in the losing effort. Had 19 points, more than half of the Twisters points in that ball game. In the All-Star game, the Red beat the White 54-51. Abby Royal of Pleasanton, 14 points. Taryn McDowell from Ravenna, 12 points. Eustace Farnham's Katie Faggett had 10 for the winners. For the White, Maggie Maher had 13 to lead the way from Kearney High. Mallory Murdoch of Holdridge had 10. And we can't get out of here with once again saying thanks to all the folks that participated and all the folks that helped with the fourth annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, which we are just recovering from on Friday. Did you have a chance to speak with the winner over the weekend, Pug Bertrand?
I did.
Who, by the way, actually was, after we signed off the show on Friday, eating a hot dog after the competition. He was helping finish them off.
Hey, amazing. Amazing job, Pug, and congratulations. Had such a wonderful time. Got a chance to talk to him. He said Friday night was not fun for him, but he made it through. He's recovered fully. I actually spoke with him this morning. He's recovered fully and looking forward to next year's competition already.
Well, we want to thank Bogarts, Culligan's, Snickerdoodles, Culver's, Anytime Fitness, and, of course, Kerry and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats for their work with us in the fourth annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. It was our biggest and best ever. Pug Bertrand wins it, just edging out Eric Holland, Josh Jeldon, Bob Hamer, Jeremy Schulte, and Derek Tavis, who all had 11 or more of those huge, huge Troutman tasty, tasty hot dogs.
Great, great work. The whole field, really. And the youngest competitor ever, too.
Matthias Schulte.
Yeah, Matthias Schulte.
The 10-year-old put down four, said, that's enough. That's lunch. Oof. Hey, we want to thank Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for previewing Oklahoma on today's Big 12 football preview. Tomorrow, Colorado football preview. And we'll also have Troutman's Tuesday trivia on an All-Star Tuesday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.